that is one awesome song. Fly with the Wind. By the way, you will be able to hear this program again at your leisure if you prefer, if you like. This one and just about any others that we are broadcasting now, because you have options. I love it when you all tune in to 1550 AM The Voice, part of the Perry Broadcasting of Augusta family of stations, and check out the programming and, of course, in particular, speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. But you can also hear Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. by going to speakingwith.com and listening at your convenience by listening online. And I want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just about the laptop or the desktop now. You can listen on laptop. You can listen on your desktop. But you can also easily listen on your smartphone, because now the site is optimized for smartphone use. That's right. You got a mobile phone and you've been saying, I've really been wanting to check it out, but I don't always have a desktop in front of me or even a laptop in front of me. I almost always have my phone. Cool. Speakingwith.com. And you can listen on your phone. It's easy because it is optimized. And that's, again, at your convenience. Don't have to wait till a certain time of each day. And, of course, if for whatever reason there was a program that you heard and you're thinking, wow, you know what? What his guest was talking about helped me so much. I want to go back and listen to that again because I'm sure I missed something. You can do it. It'll be there. Speakingwith.com. All right, so we're talking about being happy, happy, happy. Mo Gaudat is a high-profile engineer. And he says that really and truly, he's someone actually developed an algorithm related to happiness. And he said that happiness is really equal to or greater than the difference between the way you view the events in your life minus your expectations about how life should behave. Now, check that out again now. Happiness, it's going to be either equal to or greater than the difference between the way you view the events in your life minus your expectations about how life should be. So here's the way the equation would read. The way you view the events in your life minus your expectations about how life should be equals your happiness. Your expectations, and really now, remember, this is so, so important. The way you view. It's not just the events. Very importantly, it is also the way you view the events. You know, for example, just think about what we've heard people say with regards to the cup. And some people, you know, look at the cup and they say it's half full. Some look at the exact same cup and say it's half empty. They're looking at the exact same cup with the exact same amount of whatever's in it, whether it's colored sand or Kool-Aid, whatever's in it. It's at the halfway mark. And some people will see that cup as being half full, while others see it as being half empty. How do we view the events of our lives? Some people look at bad situations as only bad, with nothing good coming out of it. Sometimes people look at some of the negative, unpleasant situations in their lives, and they see it as being something that was very unpleasant that they can grow from. How do we view the events of our lives? So, the way we view the events in our lives minus our expectations about how life should behave equals our happiness. So if you perceive the events as equal to or greater than your expectations, at the very least, you are not unhappy. Ideally, you're probably going to be happier, according to Gaudet. So that's where we are with regards to happiness in a general sense. And of course, one of the things we picked up on there is the importance of determining how we will view our events. We cannot have full say about each event that will or will not come into our lives. We can have a lot of say, I'm not going to say all, but we can have a lot of say about how we view each of the events. So that's one thing we can do to help ourselves with happiness. Try to find a way to, as so many people say, make lemonade if you're handed a bunch of lemons. Find some sugar somewhere. Find some water somewhere. The juice in the lemons is going to give you some liquid, but not enough to make lemonade. So find some water. Find some sugar or some kind of sweetener that works for you. Mix it all together and stir it up real good. Stir it up real good. Make as much lemonade as you can. And now one thing about it, the more lemons you get, the more unpleasant life can be, right? All that sourness causing your lips to just pucker up. And you're thinking, ooh, ooh. But check this out now. While that is true, it is also true that the more lemons you're handed, the more lemonade you can make. Because remember now, if you go out and you buy a 5-pound bag of sugar, it's not going to take the whole 5 pounds to make a gallon of lemonade. You need a gallon of water, but you only need a little bit of that sugar. Somebody hands you some more lemons, no problem. Or if they handed you a whole bunch of lemons at one time, no problem. Use as many of them as it takes to make 1 gallon, another gallon. The more lemons you have, the more lemonade you can make. All right, so here we go. What else can we do to be happier? I want you to remember that too now. I want you to remember that. Do that, do that, do that. We can be happy on purpose. All right, so what else can we do? Think about some of the things we've talked about over the years that have to do with well-being. Or let's say it this way, well-being slash health. So whether you're talking, you know, you're thinking about the health of your body, the health of your mind, etc. Think about all of that. What are some of the things we can do to potentially increase our experience of happiness? All right. How about this one? Being more active. How many of you find that when you are active, I mean, I don't mean just for a day or two, but, you know, you've been at this for 5 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, 15 weeks, 3 years. And maybe there are a few times every now and then when, yeah, no, you're not really in the mood, but you go ahead and do it anyway. But a lot of times you're really enjoying it. You are enjoying lifting those weights. You are enjoying walking or running on that treadmill. You are enjoying rotating your legs on that elliptical machine and pulling back and forth with your arms while you work those feet. You're enjoying that cycle. And a lot of folks, you know, are going to have some kind of mix of exercises that we do. And I mean, you're getting a blast out of it. And you think about the first time you tried to do a pull-up or chin-up, whichever you prefer to call it. Jump up on that bar that's about 2 feet above your head, 3 or 4 feet above your head, and you held on tight with your hands and hung down from that bar, and you pulled up as much as you could, and you struggled. I mean, you struggled to get your chin up to that bar just one time. But a week or two later, you went there and pulled out 5 chin-ups in a row. Next thing you know, you were doing 12. And some folks are getting out there pumping out 20, 30 chin-ups. Talk about feeling good, the sense of accomplishment, the benefit to the body. And I mean, you're really enjoying this exercise. You're enjoying moving your body. And then something happens. You miss a day. Okay, no sweat, no sweat. Back on it the next exercise day. Miss that one. Get back on it the third day of your scheduled routine. And then miss the next 2 weeks. Do you ever start getting frustrated when you just start consistently missing your workouts? I'm telling you, when it becomes a part of life, I mean, part of the lifestyle, you really want to do it. Be more active. A lot of studies have focused on the role of physical exercise, not only in keeping us fit, but also in improving other aspects of our physical and mental health. There was a study that was conducted earlier in 2017 by researchers at the University of British Columbia in Canada, and they found that women's perception, listen to this, ladies, men, share this with your ladies, women's perception of their own bodies improve after they exercise. Now get this, you're probably thinking, okay, ladies, you're probably thinking, I'm going to have to drop about 25 pounds before that happens, before I can really have a positive perception of my own body. I'm going to have to drop 20 pounds first. Listen to this. Women's perception of their own bodies improving after they exercise, that effect appeared to be immediate and does not depend on mood or actual state of fitness after exercising.